This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half.
Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Okay, here I go. I'm going to make another reference to Game of Thrones. After that hit HBO TV series ended, I found myself watching a YouTube video called The Cast Remembers. In it, various actors reflect on their favorite scene partners. John Bradley, who played Samuel Tarly, was asked about his experience. Bradley is an unusual case because playing Sam was his very first professional acting job, his very first job ever. Here he is talking about the nature of friendships, and what he says applies to Kit Harington and him as actors, and also to the characters they play, Jon Snow and Samuel Tarly. And I think it applies to human nature in general.
I think in terms of my favorite scene partner, it'd have to be Kit. Kit was the first person I ever had an acting relationship with because it was my first job. I think that the friendships that you form when you are a bit scared and a bit uncertain and treading unfamiliar ground, they're the ones that tend to stick because you cling on to each other for support.
It's a helpful thing to remember when you're working for a tough boss or starting a new school or having your first baby or moving to a new city or doing anything that feels unfamiliar and hard. That this is often the time when we make the closest friendships. Hard times make strong friends. I'll post a link to The Cast Remembers in the show notes. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.